let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, to This Week in America. For millions of Americans, Thanksgiving means turkey, parades, family, and of course, the road trip to reach it all. Although everyone's final holiday destination is unique, there are many common stops along the way. Google Maps has insight into the best and worst times to head home. Also, tips for finding things to do with family and friends. Google can also help you get the feast on the table. Latoya Drake is Google's holiday tech expert, a founding member and spokesperson of the News Lab at Google, a BS in Communication and Political Science from Florida State University, Master's in Communications, Culture, and Technology from Georgetown, known for her innovative work with news and media organizations with the goal of helping build the future of media, a frequent radio and television contributor. Easing our holiday stress, Google's Latoya Drake with us on This Week in America. Latoya, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm so happy to talk to you.
You know, when you think about everything that Google can do to help us enjoy Thanksgiving, it's just about as important as the turkey, isn't it?
I would agree with that. And let's think for a second about Thanksgiving. It's probably everybody's favorite holiday. There's good food. There's family. You don't have to buy any gifts. But what really gets in the way of having a great time can be, you know, the traffic and the crowds, which we hopefully can help people avoid those as much as we can.
Well, let's talk about Google Maps, how to best use Google Maps, because they really literally are with us every step of the way.
That's very true. Now, I will say this. The way to think about maps is it's not just a tool to plug in your point A and your point B and try to get there as quickly as you can. There's more to it than that. It's certainly getting those directions is helpful, but in many cases for Thanksgiving, you might be traveling to a destination that you've been going to for decades and you don't need the step-by-step route. What you may find helpful is, how can I find things to do along the way? How can I find a gas station if I'm running out of gas because I've sat in traffic for too long? There are lots of tools and really interesting features that will just give you that information without you having to do a lot of the guesswork, without you having to figure it out. This is really meant to be something that can play in the background if you just need some extra details, or something that gives you the step-by-step directions if you do, in fact, need them.
What I find interesting is you can actually share your estimated time of arrival with loved ones. Talk about how you do that, because so often you get caught in traffic. You're thinking you're going to be a little later than what you told them you'd be arriving. You can actually share that information. How do you do that?
Here's why I love this option. If you put in your directions, there is an option to share your location within Maps with whomever's waiting for you on the other side. The reason this is helpful is when you're driving, whether you're having smooth sailing or stuck in traffic, one of the things that you want to avoid, absolutely texting and saying, I'm 20 minutes away,
yes.
Oh, it's changed to 35 minutes. If you've done that automatically, your family can get that information. Or if you don't want to be making the phone calls over and over and over and giving those constant updates, these are easy ways to really get that information to your family. And I'll tell you when that's probably helpful. One of the things our teams have been able to do is get a sense of when are the best and worst times to travel so that people will know it may be taking you longer than normal. I'll give you an example. For those of you who are driving, the worst time to leave is going to be that Wednesday afternoon before Thanksgiving between 3 and 4. If you can leave on Thanksgiving morning around 6 a.m., that's going to be better for you. Once you're coming back home, best days to avoid are Friday and Sunday afternoons. If you can return on a Saturday morning, that's going to help you avoid traffic. But if you're traveling in those moments where it's high traffic, yes, you definitely want to do something like share your location so that family knows to save you some food, save you some leftovers if you're running incredibly late.
Yeah, microwave some stuff if you get there a little bit later, but at least they'll know you're coming so they can save food for you. All this information, by the way, at mappingthanksgiving.com. With us, Latoya Drake, talking about how Google can help you get through the holidays a little bit easier. And it's very easy. Once you go to that website, what you basically plug in the city, and it gives you all the information. Like you said, the best time to leave. Wednesday traffic before Thanksgiving is different than a normal Wednesday traffic pattern during the week, isn't it?
You know, Wednesday is kind of nondescript day, middle of the week, but once you put a holiday with it, then things it kind of changes the game. And as I said earlier, Thanksgiving is a very enjoyable day. Many people love it. But again, what does get in the way of that is traffic and crowds And they're unavoidable, but to the degree that you can cut down on them, I find that that's what's helpful to most people. I'll give you an example. You know, if you're going to, you have to be in the grocery store to do some Thanksgiving shopping or even Black Friday and wanting to know when is the best and worst time, helpful to kind of know when the stores might be crowded, and that type of information is also available within Maps, just to the point that it's not just about getting from point A to point B. If you've got the ability to see how crowded a grocery store is or how crowded a shopping store is, it can kind of help you think about when do you want to get in the streets or go in the stores to either know that you're going to be dealing with a lot of traffic or know that, hey, the stores might be a little bit emptier and I can squeeze in and out as quickly as I can.
Gives you a lot of great information once you're there. For example, liquor store visits peak the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Useful information like that that will come in handy, and you can get all that information from Google. MappingThanksgiving.com. Google holiday tech expert LaToya Drake with us on the program. LaToya, thank you so much for being with us on the program, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.